Good morning. It is April of 2024. My name is Corey Warren, and this is Marketing with Morals, where I get to share key takeaways from working with e-commerce brands around the globe. Hey, everybody, what's going on? My name is Corey from C4 Social, and with me, I have Jenna, my client success manager, and I also have Casey, who is my direct buying and ads director. He runs all of our paid ads here at C4 Social. And what we're talking about today in this case study is healthier home products. Now, healthier home products over at healthierhomeproducts.com, the history of the brand is they were very big inside of brick and mortar Home Depot and Lowe's stores with several of their products. And they said, hey, listen, we're going to try to do this thing over in e-commerce. We'd like to create a relationship with our customers. We'd like to, you know, create products for them with their feedback. And then this weird thing happened. It's called the pandemic. Back in 2020, the pandemic hit and COVID really exploded this brand's e-commerce. They went very quickly from zero to $6 million almost overnight, $6 million a year. And so with the combination of Amazon and website, they did very well. But what we want to talk about now is how we as an agency not only track and make decisions based on data, which everyone says I know, but we want to talk about that specific data, how we use Wicked to get it to tell us more about our consumer and their behaviors and go from there. So I'm going to start with Casey, because typically as an ad buyer, and you know, Casey spent millions and millions of dollars on all different brands all around the world. Casey, there is no one size fits all. I feel like with this brand, we noticed something very quickly about placements. Can you talk a little bit about the difference between posting in feed and what you're kind of doing with this brand? And then we can go to Jenna and see what that means as far as data.
Yeah, so typically best practice would actually be to go auto placements. So what we find is Facebook would typically penalize you for not using auto placements, and it would expect you to let them kind of figure it out. What we identified when checking the placements was we were seeing a lot of sales towards Facebook and a lot of spend towards Facebook, but it wasn't hitting the target cap that we needed. And we saw that it wasn't really pushing spend towards Instagram, Reels or Stories. So we just tested isolating that completely. And what we noticed was the CAC came down by 50% really quickly. And it allowed us to start scaling the brand really fast by just isolating Stories and Reels continuously.
Beautiful. Now, guys, you might hear a couple terms here. We talk in these terms all the time, acronyms, whatever you want to call them. CAC is one of them. Ultimately, inside of Wicked, there's blended CAC and there's new customer CAC, new customer acquisition cost, and that's what it stands for. But ultimately, when you're talking about CAC in and of itself, universally, that means the cost to acquire a new customer that has never purchased from your brand before. So, Jenna, as we look at the data set for these customers, what do we notice about their purchase habits?
Absolutely. So, on average in 2023, we were looking at the reporting provided by Wicked to understand the first click sales velocity as well as the new lead sales velocity. We identified that about 75% of the customers are purchasing day zero. Even if we exclude day zero data, the majority of our customers are purchasing within a first week, within those first 7 days after the first click or the first opt-in. So we felt fairly confident moving towards a strategy in our paid efforts that really capitalized on the immediacy of that purchase. As we move into 2024, we leveraged the work that we did that Casey mentioned in 2023 to capitalize on the audience who impulsively purchases through a variety of means, which Corey, I'm sure we'll talk about, but we increased this category not only in volume, but we also see our efforts paying off because we see growth on that day zero purchase. It jumps to 83%. And additionally, we see a jump to above 42% combined efforts if we remove day zero data for that first week purchasing within the first 7 days. So what we really focused on, you know, now that we had identified our target audience and their buying trends with the help of Wicked was, okay, now how do we, if we know those individuals are purchasing day zero immediately after they've been introduced to the product, how do we maximize that first purchase on day zero to be the most profitable for the client right out the gate? Because we see LTV over time with the LTV report in Wicked holds relatively steady. quarter over quarter, month over month. Don't see a large fluctuation there. So really capitalizing on day zero is so crucial for this client.
Yeah, it is. And I think having a conversation with the client, updating the client regularly is really important. Here at C4 Social, what we do is we send looms or, you know, recordings every 7 days on what we're seeing in the account. And that could be trends. And we look at the last 7 days. I think that it's very important to fly the plane rather than setting it on autopilot. And I talk about that all the time. But Casey, in your weekly looms and recordings for our client, what is it that you look for most? What is the main trend that you are trying to see? Because I know there's a lot of like instability in general in the world right now of ad buying. So I want to talk about how we've gotten to predictability, reliability in a time that's really a lot of uncharted waters. You don't know what's going to happen from day to day. There could be things like an ad account closure, which of course is just going to stop everything. Or you could have something where Meta goes dark or Meta makes changes or Instagram's down. I mean, you never know what you're going to get. So I think that what you've found and what you've learned is how to watch certain KPIs or key performance indicators that are things that you need to track on the weekly basis. What are some of those, just a couple that you watch very closely to report back to the client?
Typically, it's actually down to the client. So they would tell me what I need to watch, and then I watch those quite closely. So with this particular client, there's two key metrics that we're following that are really important to making sure everything stays profitable. The first one would be the average order value, and the second one would be the NCAC, which is obviously the new customer acquisition cost. So long as I keep my eye on those two metrics, and obviously everything around that helps contribute towards that, but those two metrics are important. And one of the great things that Wicked does is it allows this option to toggle previous results by day, by week, by month and whatnot. And you can quickly tell within 24 hours or 40 hours whether something's gone up or whether something's gone down. So if I see that the CAC's jumped by 6% or the AOV's dropped by 6%, I can see that quite quickly in front of me inside Wicked, and it allows me to optimize based on what I can see for those key metrics. But it is down to what the client tells me to do, and I sit in the trenches day to day and monitor those numbers.
I think what Casey's touching on here, guys, is kind of the core of what makes C4 different. And I'm not trying to sell to you this is a case study, but I just can't help it. The thing that we do here at C4 is we watch your profitability. Profitability is so massively important for you as a brand. And if you don't know it as the CEO, then we can't help you, because marketing decisions really are based on the data that at the end of the day is how much money is going to be in your pocket if we acquire a customer at a certain cost with a certain average order value. And I'm going to go to Jenna in a second, and she's going to talk about some of those numbers that I just mentioned. You know, not only just like being aware, but the average order value and really getting again to those predictability and stability in a time of uncharted waters, which is what this entire case study is about. Because what we've seen from 2020, which is just an explosion from a viral influencer post, to now like 2020, 2021, 2022, they were riding the wave still from that. And then 2023 is a real time where the influencer kind of like went away. The relationship ended, not in a bad way, but it just did come to an end. And the brand needed to start relying on their own sources of traffic to figure out how to be stable and predictable. And so what we now have in 2024 is a proven method over the last learnings of the last year in 2023 that we can now apply. And I think it's paid dividends as we look at January through March. Am I right, Jenna?
Absolutely. Yeah, we see the biggest, I think, stabilization occurring in Q1 of 2024 this year, based on the efforts Casey has mentioned of that day-to-day monitoring and also initiating that holistic conversation with the client, identifying cost of goods sold and CAC goals. What is our profitability? How do we get ourselves there? And then what does that look like from an application standpoint in the paid media side?
Yeah, perfect. And as far as like the actual raw numbers, Jenna, I know that there was a day zero, we noticed that inside of Wicked, the day zero purchases went from 75 to 83%. Is that right? And then what did it do for new customer acquisition cost, and what did it do for AOV?
Yeah, absolutely. So specifically speaking to this most recent quarter of 2024, where we've really seen this come to fruition, we saw in January 2024, our AOV was about $63. And our new customer acquisition cost, our NCAC, was about $54. Fast forward a little bit to March here. We just ended March looking at a relatively consistent AOV. We're still in the 60s. However, most notably, our new customer acquisition cost dropped to that $45 acquisition on average across both paid platforms. We're seeing $45 acquisition costs. And that is right in line with what we calculated with the client, which is fantastic. We were able to take into consideration, what's our average order value day zero minus our COGS, and then subtract our new customer acquisition costs from that. And we will still be profitable day zero for any customer that we've paid to acquire within that time frame. As a really interesting highlight to mention as well, January, from March versus January, the conversion rate increased marginally. But most notably, we doubled the total number of leads and the total number of customers that we were able to bring in compared to the start of this year. And so that just speaks to the efficiency at which Casey is operating these paid marketing platforms. So we have a great conversation with the client directly about spend and then being able to maximize that spend to our advantage because of the stability achieved in a lot of these KPIs that we've been tracking.
Beautiful. Guys, I want to thank you so much for watching this. If you've made it this far in the video, just know that Wicked Reports is everything to us. It is the only source of truth that we use, although we do use KPIs within the platforms. The closer you get to the ad itself, the more reliable the data is on platform. But the further you get away from that ad and you go towards the purchase, you really need to rely on Wicked Reports. And that's why we love working with them. It is the non-negotiable that we have with every one of our brands that are spending any amount of significant money. And we thank you so much for tuning in and watching. If there's anything we can do, of course, go see us over at c4social.com. Or you can ask Scott how to reach me and he'll give you my cell phone because that's how we work. And we'll go from there. So thanks so much for taking the time to watch, and we will see you soon. Thanks, everybody.